Listening Library presents The Ghost Faces by John A. Flanagan. Read for you by John Keating. Part 1. The Storm. Chapter 1.
I don't like the look of that, Thorn said, wrinkling his nose as he sniffed the damp, salt air.
He and Hal were standing on the breakwater of the small harbour that served Castle Dunkilty in Clonmel. The castle itself was several kilometres inland, but the harbour was home to a small fishing fleet that provided food for the castle and its surrounding village. In addition, it was a haven for courier ships, bringing messages to King Sean, ruler of Clonmel. Heron was one such ship. She had delivered a signed and sealed set of official papers to the king, a renewal of the treaty between Scandia and Clonmel. She had also delivered similar documents to three other kingdoms farther down the Hibernian coast. Arik liked to use the Heron for such tasks. She was fast and handy, and Hal was a reliable navigator. Now, however, their task was completed and it was time to head for home. But the weather wasn't altogether promising. The two friends studied the grey racing seas that surged past outside the harbour walls, driven by the stiff north wind. Thorn sniffed again.
"It'll be a wet, rough passage north to round the tip of Picta," he said.
Hal shrugged. "We've been wet before," he replied, and then grinned. "It's part of a sailor's lot, they say."
"No sense in getting soaked for the sake of it," Thorn said. "If we wait a day or two, this might blow itself out.
Or it might get worse."